Talking Rugby, Telling Stories, Rugby Picker. Welcome to Rugby Pick'em. Who cares? Who knows? Why bother?
All right, Tommy, take us in on our defending champion, the Free Jacks.
The Free Jacks, hashtag Free Jack.
Free the Jack. Free Jack.
I don't know.
Free Jack, the old CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey. Although New England has killed the social media game, let's not forget they won the goddamn title, but let's give our flowers first to old Thomas Wheelsey, social media expert, on their page. But Johnny, this franchise is doing everything right. They're building the grassroots. They're bringing in coaches on long-term deals. Scott Matthews coming back for year three of his three-year deal, and he's looking to defend a title. The only other team that's won back-to-back was our inaugural Seawolves. So can New England follow the Patriots Act and start? You know,
the Patriot Act.
start racking up some rings.
No. Yeah, hard no, but I love what they're doing. They're not, no. For me, no. They're going to have some good consistency, continuity through their program, and I do love all of what they're doing and building. But I think they're going to have a hard road trying to repeat. I don't think they get back to the final, honestly.
Okay, all right. Johnny thinks it's going to be a...
That's just a hot take.
A real fall reveal or ride for the boys.
Without the lanterns.
He's not going to be able to see where they're going.
It's
going to
be foggy. Too foggy for the direction.
The RGs are coming.
That's good. Guys, as a founding member, I actually want to push to have them... officially accepted into the group of the original six. Because although they weren't technically in the league in 2018, they did have their brand launched. They hosted the Cara Cup, if anybody remembers. They brought in all the Irish provinces. So
they're not exactly grandfathered in, but they're uncled in. We're going to uncle them in.
Okay, thank you. Because as a founding member, you know, I always just want what's best for these Free Jacks. And shout out to... you know, a franchise that not only is killing it in the front office, killing it on the field and winning MLR Shields, but the best superfan podcast right now has to be the Jax Rangers show. Shout out to Phil. And
we'll link to it in the bio.
Yeah. The guys really just love making it rain with good Free Jack content. They just had Scott Matthew on. They really take the podcasting more hardcore and serious than we do. So I'm happy there's new players in the space, Tommy. What do you think? I think playoffs is a goddamn, it better happen or they're going to mutiny the fan base.
I think they're
looking for a finals appearance.
There's a really good chance of playoffs, but we'll see.
Yeah, go Jax, go play free.
Hashtag.
And don't die.
The RGs are coming.
The RGs are coming.
No, Free Jacks to repeat. I think they're going to win the East, but we know how finals go. They were a bounce of the ball away from potentially the Legion winning last year. Would we want a Free Jacks Legion repeat in Snapdragon Stadium? I think that if you go back, not to follow up on the Patriot Act, but... The behind-the-scenes championship DVD would certainly love that type of drama.
who pushes them in the East, though? Chicago?
Last year, Old Glory.
Right, but this year we're
the Eastern Finals. Well,
you think Old Glory again?
We'll see.
We'll talk about that in the next podcast. The next episode.
Pick them.
Pick them!
Bye. Know your role.